Get set. Don't need to rush. Welcome to the June 23rd, 2010 Landmarks Preservation Commission. First item is roll call. Those present, Chair McIntyre, Vice Chair Buffington, Commissioners Al-Janabi, Pham, Eckley, Maddox, and Sundell. Item 2, consent agenda. Excusal of absences. Those who called in are Commissioner Luce and Commissioner King. Item B is meeting minutes. We have minutes from the 26th of May. Are there any additions or corrections? Hearing none, the minutes are approved. Item 3 is design review. Item A is 1419 North 8th Street, porch remodel, Dustin Osterhaus. Do you want to come up and sit in front of the microphone? And we'll begin with the staff report.
In front of you is additional staff information on the railing and steps and planning. There's a photo sample proposed that was submitted since last week. The existing upper concrete steps are proposed for removal and replacement of one wood railing landing and enclosed risers, as shown in the design and style in the photo. And per building code, the proposed enclosed porch requires a 3x3 landing, new steps to grade and three within 3 feet to the west property line. There's approximately 8 feet between the proposed porch to the adjacent property's building. There's a site plan attached to the additional information sheet. A minimum of 3 feet is required to the west property line per land use code. And also, there will be a fire-rated wall installed that is required, and the owner is available to discuss the proposal this evening. Standards for consideration include the North Slope Special Review District Guidelines number 6 for exterior materials. Use compatible materials that respect the visual appearance of the surrounding buildings. Buildings in the North Slope neighborhood are sided with shingles or lapped horizontal wood siding of various widths. Subsequently, a few compatible brick or stucco covered structures were constructed, although many later uses of these two materials do not fit the character of the neighborhood. Additions to existing buildings should be signed with material to match or be compatible with the original or existing materials. New structures should utilize exterior materials similar to those typical found in the neighborhood. And standard 8 for additional construction. The goal is to sensitively locate additions, penthouses, building systems, equipment, roof-mounted structures to allow the architectural and historical qualities of the contributing building to be dominant. While additions to contributing buildings and historic districts are not discouraged, they should be located to conceal them from view from the public right away. And some new additions, such as reconstruction of missing porches or the addition of dormers in the roof, may need to be located on the front of the building. When an addition is proposed for the front of the building, appropriate and sensitive designs for such modifications should follow the guidelines for scale, massing, rhythm, and materials. And we've included Secretary of Interior Standard for Rehabilitation number 10, but we didn't include it in the analysis, so I'll not read that one. Staff analysis, item 1, the home on the property is historically significant as a contributing structure in the North Slope Historic District. It was constructed in 1922, and as part of the North Slope, it's listed on the Tacoma, Washington, and National Registers of Historic Places. Item two, the Landmarks Commission has jurisdiction to review and approve or not approve changes to the building, including new construction per TMC 1307095, prior to those changes being made by virtue of its status as a city landmark. And item three, replacement with the additional material that's before you this evening, is the proposed wood railing landing and enclosed wood risers meets North Slope Historic District Guideline 6 for exterior materials. And specifically, new structures should utilize exterior materials similar to those typically found in the neighborhood. Also, I'd like to add, just previously, because we're going to talk about exemptions, previously for TMC 1307070, exemptions of standards including setbacks have been approved by this commission. And item four, back on the staff report that was issued to you, the proposed west elevation porch enclosure is to increase livable space in the kitchen. It's located on the rear and side elevation, which reduces its visibility from the highway, thus appearing to meet North Slope Historic District Guideline 8 for additional construction, specifically for locating it to conceal it from view from the public right-of-way. And item five, the use of salvage materials, including existing kitchen door and vinyl siding, meets North Slope District Guideline, again, number 6. Specifically for existing buildings, should be sided with material to match, should be compatible with the original or existing materials. And it is noted that the existing non-historic vinyl siding covers the entire home with a very limited amount that's proposed for reinstallation around the wood floor that would be visible on that side elevation. And staff recommendation is on the additional sheet with the photo that's before you this evening. Staff recommends approval of the analysis as findings and approval of the proposal at 1419 North 8th Street, including the proposed landing, railing, and steps, and recommends granting a waiver from the 3-foot setback requirement to the west side property line under Tacoma Municipal Code Section 1306-602A4M, number 10, exterior door landings in Section 1306-100D, additions to non-conforming built dwellings, further dimensional details, or a determination of whether a survey will be required will be handled through administrative review. And just to note, in our code, 1306-118F, that has been changed to the numbers referred to in the citations, just for the record, which I'll let you know. And that's my report.
All right. Do you have anything you want to add?
No, that sounded pretty complete.
All right, I'll open up to commissioners for comments and questions.
Can you explain a bit more about the need for the exemption from the setback requirements? Do I understand correctly that this is the west side of the property here, and the stairs are going to stick out this way?
No, the stairs will be in the same location, but it's just that the railing may go over a little bit.
You can barely see it, but it's dashed in on that drawing. You can see the setback line right there,
uh-huh.
And it's dashed for the side yard, and it's dashed into that. And so,
those are going to be the new steps here.
Yes. Do you see? This has been confusing, taking it around the office. It's the same location on this one. Did you get?
Yeah.
Does that help at all on that side?
Well, are we talking it's encroaching on setback to the west or to the south?
It's southwest, I should say.
Right.
Probably on this side. But they're concerned also that it may go towards that side of the building.
In order to get the 3-foot landing? Measurement? Is the measurement less than 3 feet north to south now? For your landing.
What do you mean?
I'm trying to understand where we're encroaching or where that encroachment is occurring, because it shouldn't be to the west.
Yeah,
it's to the south.
There shouldn't be anything additional to the west.
I mean, because your garage already sticks out far enough to the west.
Cushman runs
north
south, so it's actually north.
I thought Cushman runs east-west.
That should be on the west.
Cushman runs north-south.
Yeah.
Because North 8th runs east-west.
Yeah, all the numbered streets run east-west.
Right. So that would be to the north. And it's a corner lot, is that right?
Yes.
And there are exemptions. Is it an R1 or an R2?
Oh, I'm not sure.
They're almost the same. And on an existing, all old houses have encroachment into current setbacks, because current setbacks are seven and a half feet on for sides.
But
since it's a corner lot,
right? I mean, but is this? Are we encroaching to the left on this photo? Is that where the problem is?
Well, that's what. Yes, and so.
Okay.
So you're saying.
So it's towards the neighbor. It's towards the neighbor's house to the north. Yeah. It's the west side. I had my north and south turned around. So it's going to the north, not to the west.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's really just in order to get that 3 foot landing in there, it's going to have to extend a bit to the north by a matter of a few inches
and
have a setback.
Yes, and with that railing.
Okay.
Yes,
exactly. Okay.
So we just have the direction.
Well, the
that's fine. I just wanted to make sure I was understanding.
The building code.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
The railing. I mean, they allow encroachment for decks and. Roof overhang, so a railing is really not that big a deal, as long as the treads are within the setback.
And I think we just wanted to see if there were issues with the commission that they would have.
Yeah. Okay.
Just because of that detail.
Okay. No, that's fine.
Legalities of that.
That's fine. No, I just was making sure I was understanding.
Saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just making
right.
sure I was understanding where it was going.
Well, my question is, and I can't tell from the photos, and it's not shown on the little site plan, we're adding 3 feet in addition to where the stairs are now. Don't you run into the existing stairs?
We're not adding. It wouldn't be.
No, they're
addition.
Going.
That's right. These are going to be removed.
Right.
And the landing extends from the face of the building out. And
right.
then the stairs come down. So the whole thing's kind of shifting.
Here.
I know, but doesn't it start to run into the, go back one. Doesn't it start to run? No, the other way, I'm sorry. Doesn't it start to run into those stairs?
There's quite a bit of space.
You can't tell how much space you're
yeah,
in.
Yeah, you can't tell from the site plan.
I don't have it measured, but I would probably estimate at 4 to 5 feet in addition to the landing.
And
where the new stairs will be.
Yeah.
So you have the 3 foot landing, then you have three risers, so that's going out to at least, let's say, 6 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So from the face of the building now to those stairs, you're saying is how many feet?
I would probably estimate at least 8 to 10 from
you've got the
edge of the house.
As long as he's got 3 feet from the nosing to the new nosing.
That's
it's
right.
Okay.
That's
yeah.
what I
okay.
wanted to make sure
right.
that there's
yeah.
a landing, there's sufficient landing
and,
there.
In your garage, you pull
they
in.
Are, they are on there. It's
so that,
just
that
they're so faint, I can't. There can barely read it. And
well,
it does.
There's no dimensions.
Tony,
in that
can, yeah, let's go back to that.
Yeah.
You've got.
It looks like he's got 36 inches between the end right. of the nosing to the top tread of the existing concrete stairs. At least that's what's dimensioned.
So I'm wondering if the building department will have a concern with that.
I can't
tell if many
of that's
so
not
that
our. It's really not our purview.
No, it's not. They should
right.
do it, but I'm just concerned that everyone's thinking these things through.
Yeah, if the depth of the garage is a standard 20-foot depth, you've probably enough room in there. Just because based on this picture, if there's what I count, there's nine risers, so there's 8 treads, if I'm counting right.
Okay. I'm just...
There's nine risers, 8 treads, and so if you think about that, there's 8 feet and then 3 feet for landing, 3 feet for new treads, 3
yeah.
feet for a landing,
right.
which is 17 feet, so the depth of that garage
okay,
should
good.
Be...
That's fine.
It sounds like it probably fits
mm-hmm.
based on that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But yeah, that's probably a building department thing more than.
And well, still though, if so. There's something that would be encroaching that we need to come back to, we could, you know, we'll do that.
So as part of the motion, we need to waive the setback.
That's correct.
Correct.
Okay.
Are there any additional questions or comments?
Well, the only thing, and I'm sure you've thought about this, the door you're reducing is changing swing. You didn't realize that?
Yes.
Okay.
So the hinges, or the cutouts on the hinges will have to be.
Yeah. Done. And all the hardware. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
And part of this, too, is that I think you have a deadline with the insurance requirement.
Correct.
That started this project, and I guess I didn't read that into the record. So the insurance is requiring that electrical panel be changed.
It's the repair of the back porch. The wood on the back porch is actually coming up, so they want that repaired sometime in July. So. Yeah.
Things that you wanted to do.
Yeah, but we also did want to repair the panel, and that's on the back, partially on the back porch and then in the kitchen as well.
Okay. Are there additional comments or questions? If there are none, I would entertain a motion.
I'll move that the Landmarks Preservation Commission adopt as findings the analysis section of the staff report and approve the proposal at 1419 North 8th Street as presented, including the proposed landing, railing, and steps, and that we grant a waiver from the 3-foot setback requirement on the north side of the property.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we will proceed to vote. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, say no. Motion passes.
Thank you. And we'll issue an approval, written decision of approval within the next few days. If you need this signed off tomorrow, we're available to do that.
That probably won't be necessary.
Well, the building department.
Okay.
We'll have that.
Okay.
So we want to check with them. I think that's
just the timeline isn't crucial for this. Thank you.
That concludes design review. Item 4, chair comments. I have none. Item 5, board business preservation planning. We have pending agenda items for July 14th, the Elks Building, which is tentative.
No.
Okay.
More than a 10.
We have Central Lutheran, a nomination on the 29th. We also have Wedge, I believe.
That was a meeting on Monday. I attended that meeting. It was before the Neighborhood and Housing Committee on the City Council. And
right.
It was just the committee's first opportunity to hear formally about the proposal. The important date to remember is July 20th. It looks like that's going to be the date for the public hearing before the City Council on the Wedge application.
Okay.
So we'll be in communication with everyone about that.
Please let us know.
Request June 29th of the Council to set that public hearing.
Yes.
Right. That's what I understood. Next commission meeting is on July 14th. And does our... Do you have additional comments?
No, I have no comments.
All right, we are getting close to the record here. We're at 18 minutes, so are there any announcements from commissioners? Announcements or?
No, it's not an announcement, but I found this very curious. I was canvassed by Jake Fry, who's running for
state legislator.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He was asking me about what I thought about things, and I mentioned I was a landmark commission. He started talking about the Wedge and the districts that were proposed, and so I got his ear, and he's deputy mayor. And so I told him those were the boundaries that should be preserved, so it was really cool that he came to my door and I got to tell him that.
He's the city council member that represents the district that includes the Wedge, so
he's
been getting an earful from all of us as well, too. So that helps considerably to have it from a member of the commission.
That's great.
Yeah.
Any other commissioner?
I have a question. So how many administrative review items made it to the agenda? Are there any before, or has it, you know how you guys always send out like administrative review stuff? Have any of those has been
I only know of one in the entire time I have been on the commission that was requested. Yeah.
Last year.
Yeah.
I was just curious.
Well, if there are no announcements, we are adjourned. We have a new record at 19 minutes.
I'm honored to have been part of such a record breaking.
You see, we really didn't want to happen. We just wanted to get out of here.